Last February, a year ago this week actually, over 100 lay and clergy persons from the North Alabama Conference went together with our Bishop Debbie and her husband Lee on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. My name is Carol Galat, and I am an ordained elder in this conference, and I experienced the blessing of taking this journey with my clergy covenant group, who found our new name there in the Holy Land as we became the Stoll Sisters. On our second day in Israel, late in the afternoon, we traveled to the ruins of the town of Capernaum. With a little more than an hour left before sunset, we quickly navigated this ancient village and entered the white limestone ruins of the 4th century synagogue. There, with the people from many diverse nations of the world, we mingled and moved around in this sacred space where Jesus initiated ministry with his first four disciples. Around the sides of the foundation of those 4th century ruins, there is a distinct line between the newer white limestone and the older dark stone. The exposed layer of stone that's visible there on the west side of Capernaum Synagogue is the foundation of the structure that stood in that same place when Jesus ministered there almost 2,000 years ago. Even though we were rushing back to beat dark, I stopped for a moment and placed my feet there on this holy ground where Jesus himself had been present in the flesh at this synagogue on the day that's recorded in the scripture. As we approach this week's gospel reading from the first chapter of Mark, we walk with Jesus, Peter, Andrew, James, and John into the synagogue at Capernaum, where Jesus would minister with authority by teaching the scriptures and by bringing freedom to the oppressed. This story from Mark's Gospel is also in Matthew and Luke, the other synoptic Gospels. There's something valuable for us to glean from this story. The deliverance we read about today comes framed between the calling of the first disciples and the spreading of the fame of Jesus throughout the region. Would you hear this reading from Mark chapter 1, verses 21 to 28? They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Like the other scripture selections this week, the text from the gospel makes reference to power and authority. Jesus taught with authority. His authority had been recognized by those who responded to his invitation to partner with him in ministry. And it was recognized again here in his teaching. As we get to the high point of this story, it was the authority of Jesus that brought transformation as Jesus confronts conflict and chaos brought by a spirit of oppression and displaces them with the peace, order, and freedom that comes from the Spirit of God. Jesus engaged his authority or his right to do something with the power or ability had to bring about positive change. When he did this, the news of Jesus went viral throughout the region of Galilee. We could say Jesus showed up and caused a gospel super spreader event. Placing this story of Jesus' ministry to the demonized man in Capernaum in context with the surrounding scriptures, we see the nature of the work of the church as both invitational and missional. Jesus brings those who are following him into fellowship and then into the place of teaching and worship. Then the influence and impact of that ministry propels them and others out into the world in mission. Focusing on what happened in those moments inside the synagogue at Capernaum, we see the ministry of Jesus appealing to reason and understanding through the teaching, as was the tradition of the rabbis. But then we also see the ministry of Jesus reach into the realm of experience. Jesus' response to one man's suffering and torment shows us that God is concerned with our lives as whole persons. As the gospel narratives move along, the identity of Jesus is revealed bit by bit. Today, we see him in what seems to be a very traditional role as rabbi or teacher. But then, a new and bold revelation of Jesus fills us in more as he is shown as mystic, deliverer. And then in the next chapter, his identity as healer is demonstrated as his ministry continues in Capernaum. From public gatherings to private homes, Jesus is on the move. Early in the Gospels, it always seems that the divinity of Jesus was more readily identified by the demonized rather than by religious folks. As I looked back at the text this week, for the first time I wondered if these might be one and the same in this particular instance. After all, who would be gathered in the synagogue on the Sabbath? Maybe considering this could give those of us who are usually looking for ways to be in ministry permission to take our place in the story as those who are in need of liberating power of Jesus in our lives. Some say it was the tormenting spirits who recognized Jesus' divinity, but could it be that the depth of brokenness the man was experiencing created favorable conditions for an openness to a work of God in his life? Whether we are the givers or the recipients of ministry, Jesus of Nazareth has work to do in both words and in liberating action. How might God be calling us to minister in ways that demonstrate God's authority? Are our words received and recognized as words from the heart of God? Does our presence bring wholeness and freedom to others? Many of the ministries of the churches in North Alabama Conference have been impacted by our attempts to help curb the spread of the virus over the last 11 months. While this has slowed down or stopped many of our traditional ways of growing disciples, we're also stepping up in new ways to continue the ministry of Jesus. Those same key practices we see Jesus carry out in Capernaum are also part of our lives in this new normal when we send a Zoom invitation to someone who may not be able to gather face to face. We're carrying on with the teaching ministry of Jesus while we're creating a YouTube channel and daring to preach to the green light on the camera instead of to a responsive congregation of warm hearts and warm bodies. We're partnering with Jesus in ministry as we learn and practice healthy and holy ways of communicating and relating to one another, even while the spirits that rule this world are seeking to bring about discord, division, and disorder. As we read together in these next 2 weeks before the season of Lent, we can seek to continue the ministry of Jesus through invitation, disciple-making, and living as witnesses in our world. Is there someone you could invite to make the commitment to read together with us? Could you be intentional about spending some time teaching someone younger or newer in the faith? Would you pass along a Bible or a Christian classic or a devotional book to someone who is learning to grow through study? Might you reach out to someone who's experiencing conflict and take the time to listen for a while as you pray for them to experience the peace of God? Would you recommit your gifts and creative energy to spreading the reality of the kingdom of God throughout your area of influence, making righteousness, peace, and joy go viral? Would you pray with me? God of all power and authority, as Jesus ministered in the town and synagogue of Capernaum, would you move and minister through us in North Alabama? Open our eyes and hearts and mouths to invite and teach and to speak words that bring deliverance to the oppressed. In the name of Jesus, we ask that your word run swiftly and be glorified from North Alabama to the ends of the earth. Amen.